Blog Talk Radio.
Hey Loki, I want to thank you for meeting me out here on the corner of 5th and Gold. So good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
What's the deal? Did you bring Jessica Lopez with you?
No. Was she supposed to meet us here?
There she is. What's up, Jess?
Yeah, is it okay if I drink a Corona over here on the corner?
Well, fine with me.
You gotta watch out for that cop. He stole my Skittles earlier. So.
I know the popo. We're okay.
Dude, I can't believe we're... Okay, so what I wanted you guys to see is we got this new spot over here. I was thinking we might rent it to do like a Rips and Raps revival show. What do you guys think?
Well, like a tent revival?
Like Jesus?
Yeah, like Jesus. Like,
we're gonna,
you know,
raise Lazarus?
Like Jesucristo in a tortilla? Kind of milagro kind of thing?
Exactly, in Spanish
fucking
and everything,
egg.
Bro.
Yeah.
I'm so there.
I'm down.
So, I was thinking if we just renovate this building to look like a huge spliff. The following program contains language and subject matter that are bad for your brain. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. It's the Galopin again tonight. Episode 36.
Diction Show, starring Loki and Nick Furious.
King Kurt Knives.
Kurt Cobain carves crazily.
Yeah.
Good evening. Welcome to episode 36 of the Rips and Raps Whistle and Diction podcast with myself, Nick Furious, and Loki.
Hi.
We wanted to put on a song that really showcased our, you know, our interests, our likes.
I like this song because it's about the pompousness of love. That's important.
Good word. Yeah. Oh, speaking of, if you can hear, we have Jessica Lopez, poet extraordinaire, slam poet, much more teacher, and we're going to talk with her later in the show.
She's actually the best poet in the world.
Yeah, and she knows it, right?
Gracias, thank you. I don't know if I know it, but my feet show it. I'm a long person.
Now, just because I want to plug other people in the scene, you're on your way to Launchpad tonight to check out some bands. Who are you going to check out tonight?
Reviva.
Ooh.
And also DJ Buddha Funk, who I happen to be married to. So, you know, he's the sexy kind. It's legal.
He's a lucky man. 60 guys. With 60 guys. You're listening to episode 36. As always, we come to you each and every week with a fresh new approach to freestyles, guests, and flair. Check us out at ripsandraps.podomatic.com, or
you could write to us. Write to us at ripsandraps@gmail.com. If you have any questions, if you have hate mail, if you want to know what color my pubes are, just
they're green.
Sometimes they're green right now. I get creative with that shit. But also make sure you subscribe on iTunes. You can subscribe on iTunes, get this shit for free every week automatically.
And now we're going to be syndicated the night before our new episode airs. If you haven't caught it at ripsandraps.podomatic.com, check us on blogtalkradio.com. We're so excited to be partnering up with some other great people. So,
fuck yeah, bro. So fucking dope, eh?
So, so it's right now, Friday night. We don't normally do this, so we're like a little out of our vibe, maybe,
yeah,
right?
I feel weird.
Right?
I feel good. I feel weird, though, but weird is good.
Like Weird Al Yankovic?
Oh, he's my favorite. He's got a song called Albuquerque. Fun fact.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like 11 minutes long or something.
Is it any good?
Great. Wait, what kind of question is that? It's by Weird Al. Of course it's good.
And it's about Burke, so okay.
Yeah, exactly. So tonight our special guest is Jessica Lopez, and she's going to be reading some poetry throughout the show. We have some great original work from her. We will also be showcasing her on the Pod People portion of the show, and we're going to interview her and find out a little bit more about what she's been up to lately. However, for now, we've been ripping. Time to get rapping. So grab your balls. Yeah, that's right. Balls. Grab them gently. You're listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction podcast, a weekly variety show. Bring it up. Yo, Nick Furious, representing band with no name. Oh, what's that beat at? Come on. There it is, it started to build up. Rips and raps, come on, we about to knock you down. I got the flow, man, I ain't a sad clown. But tears of mine fall from my face. Nah, my advice is put some more bass and put some more faith if you wanna take chase. I used that rhyme last week, but what I love about the show is each and every week I'm just improving on my flow. So I got my man Low. What up, my brother? It's your turn to rap. Nobody's like you, brother, to take the microphone. Let me hear something. It's rips and rips and raps, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, we came to make the muffins. Shoving all kinds of rhymes all up in your face. Never coming disgracefully. We're fully loaded, getting bloated off the tasty rhymes that we're spitting. Getting this shit like a cunt with glitter. Yeah, you know we deliver the litter. Like a pregnant dog with puppies. Yeah, swimming like guppies and we're the sharks. Yeah, your motherfuckers will tear you apart. Yeah, we'll beat straight through your heart like some acid. Talking about LSD, it's drastic. Getting trash kids dipping on Corona. Yeah, I got the coronavirus. Yeah, got the coronavirus.
Actually, I'm drinking Imperial from the country of Costa Rica. I studied there. I met lots of chicas. They call themselves chicas. That's right, but I digress. Seriously, I come back. Furious on the mic, we never come whack. Feel the wrath of the Titans, it's the wrath of Khan. It's these silly motherfuckers and we rolling with Macan. Me and my crew, we got J-Lo up in the set. Man, respect to my women from New Mexico. Man, they represent well, they represent truly. They gotta get their credit cause they shit it so smoothly. A lot of guys come up on my show. I love dudes, but it's a sauce fest most days though. Seriously, I like a little vegetable and a little bit of vaginal love from above, hey. Rips and raps, I mean that with all due respect. I got love for
vagina.
Shit. Come on, vagina. Come on, vagina.
L-O-W-K-I likes vaginas. From her to Virginia. Get behind ya, or get in front of ya. Let's all march together down the street. I don't give a fuck what the weather is. We're unique when we speak and we're ripping it. You know we're gifted kids, but it's just ridiculous. We're rolling them up, we're getting all stuffed on all the funky muffins that we just baked up. Yeah, we're baking pastries, so, so tasty. You know that glaze with the newest taste. Yeah. And we're bringing it, we're basing it. Before we put it on the rotisserie, chasing it around with a big old knife. And you know, we get down like a flying kite in the park. In a thunderstorm, we're getting electric, different from the norm. Yeah, rips and raps, cause we come in form. Got a new guest every week. Yeah, we don't conform, we just blaze our own trail. Doing it, going toe to toe. Yo, check it.
Yo, Jessica Lopez, get up on this mic, come on now.
I like any podcast that says cunt with glitter. Because you know why? I'm a dangerous woman. And I've got no qualms on being a woman. No problem with my swinging hips. Paint my lips a Nefertiti type of chick.
Woo!
Right none found mouth with some beer kind of bitch. Laugh with a girl smoldering cigarillos. Hangs on hard lips. Bartenders and waitress sisterhood up to no good.
Whoa.
That dangerous table, back of the bar shadows, black widows chewing up men, throwing back beers, half cocked. Cut rifle, my poem, a revolution on the horizon. Tipsy chatter, shackle free of mean daddies, fat fisted husbands, 70 cents on the dollar, double standards, and sorry ass. Sexual innuendos. Oh, scratching where I please. Another round of brew, please. Remove your hands from my ass, please. A tease. Stomping through life, squeezed into lean jeans. I'm a contradiction, Nick. Wearing a barely there bra and bulldozing bullshit. Those that aim to hurt me, those that aren't, not knowing any different. A hangover of regrets and smudged mascara. Loki, what to do with this anger like a man? This tongue like a proprietor of porn. Where do I sit between dainty, decent, and vulgar truth? Saintly and slutty. Maternal and murderous. But of a cigarette. A beautiful thing. Sexy beer bottle and smoking Marlboro Lights down to the last stick. Last match, last call.
qualms with alcohol. Smooth and fluid, 10 feet tall, heavy-handed eyeshadow, hooded lids, sling my arrows, aim to miss, swinging hips, painted lips, dangerous woman.
Dangerous woman. Oh, I want to clap right now, y'all. If you're at home, you should be giving it up for J-Lo, Jessica Lopez. Yeah, that's right, man. Yeah, yo, you gotta give love to the feminine energy. I'm serious, man, it's so dope, it's different. Cause I'm telling you, when it's spit like that, it's from a different perspective. And I know that I need to learn more I need to learn more as I progress. I profess I don't know nothing. I'm just moving through this life like an English muffin. All you motherfucking Teddy Ruxpin pushing buttons, but I don't know shit. You know I'm getting Lurleen Lumpkin. You know that reference? It's a Simpsons one. I get down like I be the pimped ass son. Loki, you know me, so grab this microphone. Don't be no phony, but be my homie. You know both baloney.
Yeah, eating baloney sandwiches with switches in our back pocket, talking about switch lanes. We got it made in the shade. My shoulder blades have tattoos all over them. A big black dick, it's alright, get a hold of them. Wait, what did I say? That's not what I meant to say, but that's alright, cause it's all good in the bouquet. In the 505, we keep it live like a beehive buzzing. So tell your cousins, tell your aunts and uncles. Yeah, tell Nick Furious to put my pimples. They're on my face and it's alright. I'm gonna squirt all kinds of goo tonight. I mean, not in a sexual way, I'm talking dermatology. It's alright, I got cosmologically ill. I'm like beyond the stars. I'm like beyond Mars and beyond Jupiter. I'm like super, sir. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Every week on the Rips and Raps show, we break it down with a little bit of flow. We got guests and they're coming on the show. I got swagger and you really better know. I know what you know, cause I know before you know. Cause I got that type of ESP, ESPN, technology, science fiction, sports, and all that bullshit that I abort when I contort into this old position. I get down like these old fucking mathematicians like Aristotle, but I be plotting like I'm Pluto or Plato. Y'all know these motherfuckers, I play with Plato. I'm very, very, very like a child. I'm very childish, in fact. I said it long ways, but I come back. He laughs for me. Yeah, I'm like, with all this blasphemy, these motherfuckers shouldn't be asking me. Keep in peace. Rips and Raps, you like the podcast, you better come every week. We have the best poet from New Mexico, but she represents the world. We gonna talk to this girl, J-Lo. Look. Hey, have you seen my Skittles, Loki?
Fuck the cop.
Yeah, I got them right here.
Niggas want 200 grand over there.
Hey, yo, dog, you got my Skittles, dog?
I don't know what the fuck made them in their own
mind.
I don't know if we should be talking to these guys.
Yo, man.
Hey, yo, you got a light?
Yeah, you got a question.
What are you talking
about? I really like some candy now, dog.
Yo.
Oh, man, I'm going to take
it. Yo, what? I just want my Skittles back.
I just wanted to spill.
You know what time it is. Hey, yo.
Have you noticed that most people who are against abortion are people you wouldn't want to fuck in the first place? Conservatives are physically unattractive and morally inconsistent. They're obsessed with fetuses from conception to 9 months, but after that they have no interest in you. None. No daycare, no Head Start, no school lunch, no food stamps, no welfare, no nothing. If you're preborn, you're fine. If you're preschool, you're fucked. Once you leave the womb, conservatives don't care about you until you reach military age. Then you're just what they're looking for. Conservatives want live babies so they can raise them to be dead soldiers. Pro-life. How can they be pro-life when they're killing doctors? What sort of moral philosophy is that? We'll do anything to save a fetus, but we might have to kill it later on if it grows up to be a doctor. They're not pro-life. They're anti-woman. Simple. They're afraid of women and they don't like them. They believe a woman's primary role is to function as a brood mare for the state. If they think a fetus is more important than a woman, they should try getting a fetus to wash the shit stains out of their underwear. For no pay. pro-life. You don't see many white anti-abortion women volunteering to have black fetuses transplanted into their uteruses, do you? No. You don't see them adopting any crack babies, do you? No. That's something Jesus would do. And you won't see many pro-lifers dousing themselves with kerosene and lighting themselves on fire. Remember the Buddhist monks in Vietnam? Morally committed religious people in Southeast Asia knew how to stage a protest. Light yourself on fire. Come on, you Christian crusaders. Let's see a little smoke. Let's see if you can match that fire in your belly. Separate thought here. Why is it when it's a human being it's called an abortion, and when it's a chicken it's called an omelet? Are we so much better than chickens? When did that happen? Name six ways we're better than chickens. See? No one can do it. You know why? Because chickens are decent people. You don't see chickens hanging around in drug gangs, do you? No. You don't see chickens strapping someone to a chair and hooking up their nuts to a car battery. Huh? No. And when's the last time you heard about a chicken who came home from work and beat the shit out of his hen? Huh? Doesn't happen. You know why? Because chickens are decent people. Back to abortion. The central question seems to be, are fetuses human beings? Well, if fetuses are human beings, why aren't they counted by the census? If fetuses are human beings, why is it there's no funeral following a miscarriage? If fetuses are human beings, why do people say, we have two children and one on the way, instead of saying, we have three children? Some people say life begins at conception. I say life began a billion years ago and it's a continuous process. And actually, it goes back farther than that. What about the carbon atoms? Human life could not exist without carbon. So is it possible that maybe we shouldn't be burning all this coal? I don't mean to be picky here. I'm just looking for a little consistency. The hardcore pro-lifers tell us that life begins at fertilization when the sperm fertilizes the egg, which usually occurs a few minutes after the man says, "Sorry, honey, I was going to pull out, but the phone rang and it startled me." But even after fertilization, it's still 6 or 7 days before the egg reaches the uterus and pregnancy begins. And not every egg makes it. 80% of a woman's fertilized eggs are rinsed out of her body once a month during those delightful few days she has. They end up on sanitary napkins, and yet they are fertilized eggs. So what these anti-abortion people are actually telling us is that any woman who's had more than one period is a serial killer. I don't mean to be picky here. I'm just looking for a little consistency. And speaking of consistency, Catholics, which I was until I reached the age of reason, Catholics and other Christians are against abortions and they're against homosexuals. Well, who has less abortions than homosexuals? Here's an entire class of citizens guaranteed never to have an abortion. And the Catholics and Christians are just tossing them aside. You'd think they'd be natural allies. And regarding the Catholics, when I hear that the Pope and some of his holy friends have experienced their first pregnancies and labor pains and raised a couple of children on minimum wage, I'll be glad to hear what they have to say about abortion. In the meantime, what they ought to do is tell these priests who took a vow of chastity to keep their hands off the altar boys. When Jesus said, "Suffer the little children come unto me," pedophilia is not what he was talking about. He had something else in mind.
Yo, 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 it's Twan, DMG, money over everything, music over everything. You're listening to Rips and Raps. Don't take your ass nowhere. We up in here. Bow!
Saying, rips and raps, keep spraying. Furious rapper, spitting my flame. J-Lo in the house with the low key. Furious rapper on the mic, OG. If you like the words, we from Albuquerque, New Mexico. This is where the show gets produced every week. In my place, my studio, my sanctuary, in my beats. I don't make the beats, but I use peoples, and I give love to all the people. I look through the peephole, and I give something to the steeple, cause this be my church. Y'all better pray with me. Get down, smack it like Bobby did Whitney. When you listen to the program, I hope you're listening. Oh, like all up in your zone. Rips and Raps Radio on the move, yo. Blogtalk.com. Actually, it's www.blogtalkradio.com to be exact. Yeah, Literary Underground, we gon' keep it moving on the track. Thanks a lot, Michelle. You gon' make it happen, man. We gon' make it swell. We gon' make it go with the O to the U. Occupy Underground, that's part of my crew. That's right, yo. Each and every week, this show gets produced for you. From a little place in Albuquerque under the mountainas called the Sandias. Pass me some watermelon, please. Hello, and welcome to the Alpine Sausage Kitchen. I'm your host, Fritz, alongside with Hans and Spritzel. Hello, Hans and Spritzel. How are you?
Hello.
Oh, I just love what you've done with your hash, Spritzel. So nice. So very good. Today, on the menu here at the Alpine Sausage Kitchen, Germany's most premier place to buy your sausage and let it all hang out here.
I love the sausage.
Oh, the schnitzel is just schnitzelating.
I love Hans sausage. The way Hans sausage is, that's so perfect.
Oh, please, make sure when you're at the Alpine Sausage Kitchen that you please try our Frank with a footlong.
Oh, yes, make mine a footlong.
Oh, I will put it in your mouth and you will love the juices that are trickling from it. It's so nice.
Oh, it is. And the skin is so nice.
You have the sausage.
Oh, I'm milking the sausage right now.
He is milking. Today we have our special guest is going to be a friend of mine. His name is Sauerkraut, okay? You remember Sauerkraut?
Yeah.
Kraut.
Oh, his sausage is so amazing. It took so long to make it, but oh, it's so delicious.
Oh, with some mustard?
Oh, the mustard. Okay, so at the Alpine Sausage Kitchen, what we do is we allow you to grind your own sausage. And you can put it on a plate, you can cook your sausage meat, and you can stick the hot steamy meat in your mouth. It's so great as a sausage kit, huh? Yeah.
You can put it in a bun.
Now, I hear we are expanding to other countries.
We are.
Right up the middle of Europe, right into the center of town. It's going to be right up there, right very high up there. Spritz, will you give me a spritz of your beer, please? I'm so thirsty.
Oh,
so
yes, you're
trying.
Yes, once again, I am Fritz, and you are at the Alpine Sausage Kitchen here in beautiful Germany. Please come back and enjoy with us, boys.
Somebody
please hand me sausage. Put it in my
hand. Take my sausage.
Oh, I love the sausage.
When you put sausage in the bun, then put it in your bun.
Oh, man, this show is going by fast. Episode 36. We have a wonderful poet and friend, Jessica Lopez, in the house. I'm going to have her step up to the mic and let y'all hear some of her words. What do you think, Lopes?
I think that's a pretty fucking good idea.
She's pretty sick. She's pretty sick. She's pretty sick. May I present to you Jessica Lopez.
Alright, here I come. Not literally. I gotta get some clothes off first.
Nasty.
So if you hear the pages, that's because I'm a poet. And I'm reading off page. This first poem is called A Poem for My Breasts. It's about to be released through an online literary journal called The Bakery. I'm very proud of this. I did write this poem about a year ago. Through my women's collective, it's an artisan/writer's creative collective called La Palabra, the word is a woman. You can find us online, www.abqnorthwest.lapalabra.com. A poem for my breasts. The striations are present. The puckered zipper scars like trolley tracks. The brown nipples my daughter never suckled. One small cherry mark on the left tit that I name Bloodstar, and an assortment of punctuated moles heavy with a lack of touch. Notice how our areolas sleep like nesting snail, warm mollusk body cupped by bra. I wish this were a love letter or a Neruda-esque ode, but you are 30 years of slanted rain. I write this braless, without blouse, and warm by the dapple of white sun bleaching the skin. No, I lie to you, breasts.
I sit twisted as always into this vice grip of black satin, underwire sneering, the padding, the lift, the lace and trellis of the pinched breasts, this embarrassingly expensive bra. Understand that I hoped for you before I knew what you were. In my embryo sleep of dark matter and inner space, my phantasmic fever, I sought you. First for my mother's and her, already having cut them from her chest, there was nothing left for me. And then for my own to rise like swelling tides, like a labored moon and tethered star, I courted the both of you, breasts, with the wistful mirror gazes of adolescence, the kneading of the tart nipple, the pull, the stretch of the skin, the bemoaning vigilance that my body should open into symphony at last. And in the anger of spit, I lashed at you. I despised you like a father. When you finally rose like a dusty bread, know that I never treated you like a spring break calamity. When you sat dripping with unused milk, I mourned. When you slept dreamless, I let you rest. When you became hardened, soured apples, I let you live. When you drooped like eyelids, I let you be photographed. And when you pushed against another woman's body, I let you sing. Breasts, when you agreed to take a husband, I vowed we should always be free. To my first fleshly children who grew despite me, I owe you something holy, reverent. I owe you an apology.
Yeah, nice.
Thanks for clapping for my breast poem.
In case you heard the grunting in the background, that was the dog. Big up to Silas. We'd like you to read another one if you'd be so kind as to grace us with another one of your pieces.
I would, and you know, this next poem, I call it the clip poem. Ooh. However, it's entitled This Sunday Morning, and you can find it in my collection of poetry called Always Messing With Them Boys. It was released by Weston Press, a reputable press, local, however, it's been around for 20 plus years. And the actual title is This Sunday Morning. I write a lot about Sunday mornings, because that's when you can fuck and fight and eat tacos.
You know, it's funny, I was just talking to someone about fucking before church today.
Ooh.
That came up. Like, is the song Easy Like Sunday Morning?
Yeah.
Like, is that what that song is
about?
Easy
Like Sunday Morning.
Fucking before church? Anyway.
Right, well, then you can go, you know, give away your sins.
Right. It works out.
Yeah.
Like a 1-2 punch.
All right, you want to hear this clip poem?
Yeah. I love those things.
This Sunday morning. I like the honesty in the swelling of the skin. When you reach out for my clip. Spoon dagger your four fingers around the column of my thigh. As I push my small mango ass against your body, curled around my body, Sunday morning. I like the honesty in your tongue, as direct as a man's starched work shirt, silken as pearlescent buttons when you go down. Your ivory, pink-tinged hands part my brown thighs and I sigh into the pillow. Into the pulpit of me, you speak truth, as true as the taste of cold fruit on a hot tongue. Guava. Last Thanksgiving, my father rejected you, so I rejected him, and we fled that upside-down desert town. You were too white, blonde, butter cream curls and eyes that burned as blue as the strip of sky that followed my car as we drove the hell out of there. We drove 15 hours to Shreveport, Louisiana, stopping to fuck once, twice, on the side of the highway. The diesel engines burned the down world around us, and we had our own things to give. Our bodies, mine, brown as dirt, simple as sand, yours, not quite white, no. Peach in some places, burnt sunset, right before you turned salmon pink, blood orange. The star inside of me unraveled and I came all over you and the passenger seat of my car. Together you and I are a movable feast. Kiwi, the grape on the vine, toes, mouth, anus, pubis, clavicle, the scent of nopales and fresh mayhot jam, the smashing of bones, the body's oils, the crest of desire rearing, pulling small tidal waves into my mouth and out of my chest. This Sunday morning you push your way into my cunt. And I let you. We fuck away the history of ignorance. We fuck away all those white boy jokes my family insists are funny. In the hollow church of our bed, our shared Sundays are holy. There are no words, only orchestral moans and darting tongues. We push our worlds into one another. Grapefruit, slivers of nectarine, a rootest flower in the belly, magnolia and sage. Clit, tip of dick, so soft. Hip bone on hip bone, nipple to nipple, palms bursting with sangre de sandía y espíritu santo. Together, you and I make our own religion. I let you spoon dagger your four fingers into my mouth. This is what we taste like milk, like cinnamon, like sweet, sweet rebellion, like slow, slow Sunday morning. I like the honesty and the swelling of skin.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thanks.
Jessica Lopez, man.
You're great. Clip-pong.
You're great. You're amazing.
Practice.
You got some special gifts. And we are now at the half point of the show.
I want to say I was petting the dog during that whole poem, and I feel kind of weird about it.
Oh, is that what you call it, Lopez?
Yeah.
Petting
no,
the dog?
I was literally petting
the dog.
I was petting Silas, the dog who we heard in the background
moaning
during the last poem.
Did you make him moan, too?
And I kind of got like half a boner while I was petting the dog, and I was like, it's kind of fucked up.
As long as you didn't give a dog a boner.
As long as it was safe sex, too.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't penetrate the dog. We didn't do anything.
Are you sure?
It was just kind of awkward.
Because you've been known to black out with a dog and then wake up pregnant. So, I mean,
one time.
Well, you know what? That's what I'm going to remember, is that one time.
And it was pretty memorable.
Once again, you're listening to the Whistle and Diction program. We're ripping and rapping with our friend Jessica Lopez.
Hola.
She's going to do an interview with us here in just a minute for Pod People. But as we're at the half point of our show, we want to remind you that the show comes to you each and every week right here at ripsandraps.podomatic.com and now syndicated at www.blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about the whole thing. Very excited. I want to give a shout-out as well to all the local Albuquerque bands, poets, musicians, performers. Keep doing what you do, and if you want to get involved in our show, send us an email. Tell them where they can send their information, sir.
Send us shit at ripsandraps@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you want to do a radio drop, which would consist of you on your phone or in a recording booth telling us who you are and that you're listening to the Rips and Raps show with Loki and Nick Furious, chop it up, send it to me. I'll throw it in the show. Or if you just want us to tell everybody about your events coming up, we'll do that.
It's your chance to be a star, y'all.
I'm a star. I'm a star. I'm a star.
You're a superstar.
Star. So sorry. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, thank you for being here on Rips and Raps.
I love you guys.
36.
Thanks for listening.
I'm having fun.
We now bring you Pod People, a weekly artist spotlight where we showcase artists we know and love in our community. Tonight's special guest, Jessica Lopez.
Hola.
Hola. And thank you for sharing your poetry tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate having the ability to
call
me Clint and
Brad. Always here.
And all those other
poets. That's awesome. High five on that.
Yeah, high five.
I think it's exciting that this is like one of the first female features we've had, one of the only.
Aside from Elena, big ups, Elena Roche, but as far as, like, you know, our performers, we have not had a female performer.
We haven't, and this is the fourth time right now that cunt has been said on this show.
Cunt with glitter.
And you've only said it, like, well, now twice.
It's equality. It's two for two.
It's cuntastic. It's a cuntastrophe. It's cuntacularly contagious. I want you all to... But that brings up a good point. I mean, we've only had one female guest on our show, and I personally support all artists, but I really love, you know, the feminine energy, and you know, you bring a lot of that to the table, Jess. Tell people about, you know, your women's group or what you're doing in the community as far as teaching and doing poetry. Give us a synopsis and maybe an email or, again, a place people can find out more.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a brief history of what I do. I'm a slam poet, which means I'm a spoken word artist. That's my roots. You know, I got started in 2006 when I was a member of the Albuquerque City Slam Team. And we compete, so it's a competitive sport of tongue-tastics.
Yes, it
and,
is. Yes, it is.
I found my way into being an educator, just kind of arbitrarily. I was thrust, pardon that expression, into a workshop.
No cunt reference to fly there.
Not whatsoever. I mean, I just found myself supported by a really viable, vital, and visceral community. And there I was, teaching youth about poetry, and I was learning at the same time, which is the best way to be a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
So then I found myself being, a poet resident in several charter schools, and I led youth groups, and they also competed. And so I still pursue my art as a professional writer. And now, recently, I'm leading a women's collective called La Palabra, the word is a woman. You've heard of it before.
Is a woman.
Is a woman. The word is a woman. I like it because it's a biblical reference,
sure.
You know, like Adam and Eve. And so it is the conception and the inception of life force. So what my main objective is to always create safe places for women to express their art, whether their medium is spoken word and
nice.
Or painting,
sure.
Or rapping or beatboxing or brick
sure.
Dancing or some kind of other hybrid that whoever, you know, whatever artist can.
So you don't discriminate on somebody's like skill level and or what their passion may be?
Not whatsoever, because,
cool.
You know, I started several years ago, and if I, you know, I wouldn't have got started if there wasn't another woman who was enabling and said, hey, you can do this. And so that's why, like, my main objective is to always create these safe places. And when I mean safe, I mean where they could talk about cunt and breasts and their period and, you know, whatever is going on with them. And, you know, that's
it's
kind of where I'm at.
It's important to have some people behind you when you're trying to make some art, you know.
Exactly.
And does it feel like, and I could just be reaching, but, you know, as a promoter, as a performer,
mm-hmm.
as someone who's in the scene and been here a long time, does it feel like maybe women have a, I wouldn't say a disadvantage, but maybe that they're not recognized as vitally or as taken as seriously at times, potentially? Or am I wrong to say that?
Well, I mean, in history, right, that's the way it's been.
Sure.
You know, recently I just saw Gloria Steinem
right.
speak
oh,
at
wow.
cool. the University of New Mexico. There used to not be a women's studies at UNM. They had to fight for that shit, you know? And so we can't forget our history. And so if we want to propagate and promote these safe places, you got to remember your history and know that the fight is not over. You got to still maintain that dialogue. And so, yes, through history, yeah, they haven't always had the best opportunity.
Well, I think that lends itself. So this is a call out to anyone listening to the show, collaborating. Please collaborate with, you know, all the genders, you know. I mean, because I believe it really does strengthen the art form, whether it's music or if it's painting or if it's poetry. So your book, Always Messing With Them Boys, by
right.
Jessica Helen Lopez, is a huge success. You recently took a trip to Japan, if I'm right. Did
yeah.
that have anything to do with your book here? Or explain that trip
to me.
It
did. My book was awesome because it's opened up a lot of opportunities for me. You know, I was lucky enough to be published, and that's already a feat in itself because spoken word
oh, yeah.
artists, you know, they've got this stereotype that, oh, they only sound good verbally. You know, but I always think that, yeah, but I always pay attention to the word on page.
Mm-hmm.
And
the best
how,
one, when you're reading it, you hear it how you would hear it verbally because
mm-hmm.
it's written correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that's a really good point. Like line break, you know,
right.
and susurras, you know, I'm getting really technical here, but if it sounds good, then you can write it on page and make it sound like that for the eye. And
exactly.
then that's the ear. It's the internal ear.
That means you know what you're doing.
Hopefully. I try fucking hard. You know, in Japan, I had a great opportunity. I was there for a week. I performed at the Embassy of India.
Wow.
So with a lot of poets from the U.S.,
cool.
From India, and for Japan. And it was, you know, to create awareness about the survivors of the earthquakes and the
mm.
orphans. So it was a benefit.
Mm.
The benefit show, and it was amazing.
Well, congratulations. I mean, that kind of success is cool because it's fulfilling because you're actually making a, you know, a difference. I know you also did something. There was a TED Talk in Albuquerque. Tell us a little bit more about that as well.
I did a couple of TED Talks, actually. I was invited to apply for TED Talk. And TED Talk is a syndicated show across the country. We have one here in Albuquerque.
Technology, education, design? Is that...
Something, but if you don't know what it is, check it out. There are some amazing speeches by some very dynamic individuals
it's
all
a
over the
cool
world.
Series.
And they
yeah.
feature music and, you know, heads of corporations.
Oh, and science and, you know, political dialogue and, like, a forefront of really good ideas that will change the world.
It's where we should really all be. I mean, it's that thinking. You know, we're actually trying to take the problems and change them.
These are the dreamers.
I've seen some amazing TED Talks, really. I mean, seriously inspiring.
Google that shit, y'all.
the one here, did it have, was it about women or for women, or was there a component, or was it the one, it took place in Albuquerque, right?
Sure.
Okay,
yes.
So what was the format of that specific TED?
Well, when I was a TED Talk speaker the first time around, it was at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, and my whole talk was about creating safe places for women to express themselves. And so I did a couple of pieces that, you know, centered around domestic violence, because I'm a survivor of domestic violence. And being an artist as well, and an educator, and being a mentor for youth, you know, namely female youth. And so that was my whole TED Talk, but I wanted to be a performer. So I spoke a little about that idea, but mostly performed. I wanted my art to speak for what I represent. And then I was invited back for TED Talk Women, which was a specialized show.
I see.
And not only was I there, but also like Hakeem Bellamy,
sure,
and Don MacGyver, which are males. And it was in support of celebration of women.
Well, of course, we should also. I mean, hey, I cannot produce a being inside of my body. So just, you know, yo, y'all win. It's like by default.
I'm super into chicks, bro.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, wait. Who isn't, really? This is awesome. We've really enjoyed having you on the show. Stick around and maybe do another beat with us if you'd like. But
okay.
if you could tell our listeners here on Rips and Raps where they can find Jessica Helen Lopez, website, where can they buy your book? Give them some info so they can seek you out online.
Sure. You can go online and just Google West End Press. And if you are interested in my book, you can purchase it there, Amazon. Also, please do visit La Palabra, the word is a woman, www.abqnorthwestlapalabra.com. And I also just released a blog because I'm about to do a blog workshop.
Sweet.
This upcoming March through Women and Creativity Series. And again, you can find that all in National Hispanic Cultural Center. It's very easy to find.
Make sure and keep your ears peeled for Jessica Helen Lopez. You've been listening to Pod People on Riffs and Raps, the Whistling Diction.
Whistling Show!
Get ready for the second half.
Tonight on The Real Scoop with Joshua James Ryan Lawrence. Tonight we delve deeply into the idea of identity, culture, gender, and or political affiliation. Let's look at ourselves. Also, we talk clean energy. Is there a sustainable future for us? Tonight on The Real Scoop with KJRL. Now, Josh. Stop hitting the Bigfoot and tell him what's up. Josh!
Labels. What do they mean? Everybody calls themselves something. I'm fucking Christian. I'm Catholic. I'm conservative. I'm liberal. I'm Democrat. I'm Republican. What are you? Go look in the mirror. Really, have a conversation with yourself. Do a little history. Find out what you're calling yourself. It's like sagging your pants. Do you know what that used to mean? Do you understand that we can live a life without paying an energy bill? Free energy. It's everywhere. There's so many forms of it that suppress from us. Go learn something. Free energy. It'll save the planet. Do you know in this country we have 1.5 million miles of gas line buried underground? In no time at all, we can have hydro running through all of it. Everywhere. We can be creating oxygen. We can be creating drinking water. We can be running our cars, our planes, our boats, your motorcycle, your scooter, everything off hydro. Just like that. Everybody wants to support the wind generators and solar power. Do you understand that still supports the oil industry? That's right. Let's get away from it.
Welcome to the second half of the show.
Oh,
you better grab your bowl.
Won't believe that my jacket's made of tweed.
Okay.
I'm an English professor and I got this lesson, sir. So listen up, her, with your eardrums. Yeah, I got some rhymes, so come get some. Slanging it like syrup, some syrupy. Yeah, sir, it's me, L-O-W-K-I, I pronounce low key. I keep it low key when I be smoking. So while the cops ain't rolling up, I'm not joking.
He ain't joking. Ha!
Yeah, he ain't joking like the Joker or Harley Quinn. I'm Harley on this motherfucker like a Harley Ann. I'm flying down the freeway, ain't wearing no helmet, no leather jacket, man, I got a death wish to boot. I'm just joking, but I've worn the same boots, same dusty motherfucker since the age of two. Been blessed with the gift of rhyme, but yo, I'm impetuous. When I grab the mic, it's one place I feel like I belong. But most of the time, I'm just a crazy ass motherfucker spouting off of the lips like a dumb ass sucker. Aflac, get your Aflac, get your Aflac. Insurance, yo, that shit is whack.
Whack, you better lick my ass crack.
Lick it.
Fuck Aflac and fuck that stupid little fucking dog.
Fuck 'em, yeah, we just fuck 'em. Roll 'em up and smoke something. Rips and raps, yo, the special guest today got Jessica Lopez. You know she knows how to spray. Bring it.
So much slower. Mama is a blues town. Filled with poetry and bourbon fire from her throat. Seize your heart in a clean splint of mean tongue and a bottle of bad emotion. She'll be thrown what you thought was yours. Molotov your insides like a top shelf margarita on the rock. Care little if she spills down the cleavage of her blouse. A carnival makeshift makeup mouth. Spitting wet kisses and beer heavy breath. Painted lips and soft sign red, floppy from the third round. Mama is a pretty lady. Sewed up smile, quaint like a ragtime doll. Red and boat-like for public appearances. Mirrors. Mama is a depressed bird. Filled with taped tongue, a ball in pain suffocates her meaning of life and freedom. Looks at her parrot plume of poem. Bold and ashamed of the thought that words ever needed living for, dying for, wishing she felt that way about her baby, her old man, prose, just another bad habit, praise, too addictive, oh sagrado corazón de María, oh sagrado corazón de Jesús, if only I was a praying woman, ate up the hope for a savior like a communion wafer, melting beneath the tongue on another hope. Sunday. If only I could bleed at the feet too, like my mother, the martyr, like all mothers are meant to be, heads laid out in a gas stove, the thoughts of sugar plums dance in the dreams of children in the next room, because I don't pray, I live. Mama is a booze town, and I paint my eyes to look just
life. I think what Jessica's saying is we model the adults in our life, so stop playing. Stop fucking around and fucking up your kids. This is real life, y'all better know your shit, yo. It's only get one chance, you only get one time to instill something in your kids that they can live on, yo. That's true, yo. Loki, tell them why you love your mama. Two.
Yeah.
Yo, what up, Mom?
Hi, Mom.
Big up.
I hope you're not listening to this. I said a lot of dirty words.
Sorry, Mama.
Yo, Mom, I love you for really, really real, though. It's all good even if you kick me with a steel toe. Why? Because you gave birth to me. You put me on this earth so that I could make history. Since my birth, I've been straight kicking it. Getting ill and shit, getting straight lifted. It's all good because you made me gifted. With your cool jeans, I'm wearing these cool jeans. It's all good because I know you're on my team. Cause you're my mama and my papa are in my corner and it's all good. And even if I'm calling the coroner, I know that I lived and gave my blood until the end. It's alright, run and tell your friends. The fella's okay, I don't play pretend. It's the Rips and Rob podcast going to send out a message and let it be known that we are in the motherfucking zone. Nick Furious and low key, straight ripping up this motherfucking microphone.
You're listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction Show. This week's special featured guest, Jessica Lopez.
Hola.
Oh, yeah. I don't want no drama. The beat changed.
change, change, but I love you, mama. I love you. I really do. Yo, Jessica, get up in the mix one last time.
So you want a poem about sex?
Yeah.
Or sex?
How about,
yeah,
I think sex. I'm down with sex.
Oh, okay. So, the carpeted halls of the church sigh and moan under the weight of my sex. The musk of waxen whales from beneath veiled hats. The confused plain and hold back the pantyhose women. Press firms and palms, their prayers play to beg a god to forgive such thoughts. The skin beneath the clothes stowed away to swallow the heat between the legs. Under the mounds of Sunday's vest, rippled silk, heavy hosiery, and the crushed kerchief. I avert my eyes in the holiest of angles, position my gaze to seem chaste. The thick velvet tapestries breathe. I fall to thoughts of Eve, while my mama mumbles like the Madonna. She shoulders me into the corner pew, bullies me to my knees. My knees make me heavy with Jesus, as she loses herself to the coupling of faith. She prays for my salvation in the candle sweat. We eat bread, and I remember, like a lost wallet, a forgotten slipper. My virginity remains in the tangle of sheets, the folds of duvet, and the twist of sex. Pillowcases bloodied by the scarlet letter of my favorite lipstick. Long black hair coiled on his lumpy mattress. We burned incense, and it smelled like Sunday. And that sordid Bible, the dubious note, that sordid Bible, thick and black and gilded golden pages, it lay like an empty canoe on his nightstand when he undid my nightshirt, and I let him, and I helped him, that empty eye socket that stared, the one that taught me all the sins I ever needed to know for many lifetimes over and over and over and over. Naked truth, the oddity of beauty, that up close and stolen look, small and shriveled in a heap of hair, the apple of the buttock, the fermented fruit that I invited to create the gorge that became the thigh, and I stopped myself.
Yeah, however you want to take that, take that.
She wants to watch us do the outro.
And I regret.
Yeah, she was great though tonight. I think I'm very excited. I'm really happy to have had a female representative, but also one of our local poets.
You have
other friends, don't you? Who'd like to shout out on tonight's show?
Actually, I'd like to give a shout out to Jasmine Senecuffy, who, by the way, is texting me now and saying that she would like to join you in the near future.
Would love to have
her. She is our WOW representative here from Albuquerque, Women of the World. So she's going to go on to compete nationally and represent Bootkit. She's going to Minneapolis this coming March.
Wow.
So give her a holla.
I never understood why anyone wanted to go to, like, a small city. Why not just go to Apollos? Why go to Minneapolis?
It's so silly, Nick Fury.
I don't quite understand that concept. You know, every week, Rips and Raps is, well, I wouldn't say it's live, but we do record it in a live fashion. So give us some mad props for being dope. Seriously.
Yeah, give us props. Send us love mail. I need more attention. So...
And where can they send that mail?
ripsandraps@gmail.com. Make sure you find us on all the social networks. Check out Bandwidth No Name.
Ooh.
That's Nick's group. Check out Batwings for Labrass. Our new album is dropping this spring. It's gonna be a good year. 2013 is just getting started, and we're gonna kick it into gear like fucking warriors and
like,
shit.
Like samurai warriors to allude back to the Japanese.
Like warriors, like samurais driving tractors over the skulls of our enemies. You know what I mean?
This week's broadcast has been sponsored in part by the newest drug on the market for you men out there who may be suffering from a flaccid penis, Coxophalin. Coxophalin, the newest drug on the market for your dick.
From the makers of Habitol.
Do you have something for vaginas?
Yes, it's vagina.
I do.
Vagina lacillum a little bit. What would you do to a vagina to make it like what more like? How would that work?
Glitter.
Hi.
And then more glitter, please.
So it's like just to attract the male species. Oh,
yeah, it's like a butterfly or a Venus flytrap, and then God help you.
We could call the drug Glabia.
Glabia. Oh, I love that, dude.
It's a conglomerate of a word.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, does anybody out there watch The Walking Dead? Because I'm a huge fan. Did you see this last week's episode?
Yeah, yep. Exciting.
Holy mackerel. I'm just... What's up with Rick? Is he going to ever make it back from his crazy trip of psychosis?
I think he will. He'll pull it together.
Yeah, he's still alive, so therefore he's still a main character. I mean, he's got some shit still going on.
It's really a great show. I mean, I think AMC puts out good programming. I started with Breaking Bad, which I still like, but they've kept me waiting far too long for the end of the show, so I'm a little disappointed, but thank you for The Walking Dead to keep that interest alive, you know what I mean?
Zombie baby, that's all I've got to say.
Yeah, they're going to do it eventually.
Or zombie dogs.
Oh, they got it.